Welcome to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. And we're here today with a great show. In just a couple minutes, we'll be talking with Susan and Ira Moss, owners of All the Best Pet Care, and they're in the booth with me today. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Julie.
Thanks for being here today. Before we get started, I want to remind everybody that the Seattle Kennel Club Dog Show is coming up in just a couple weeks. Big event, a great event for dog lovers, all sorts of activities going on there. Confirmation shows where you see people trotting around the ring with their purebred dogs. Agility competitions going on all weekend, which are really fun to watch. There's some high-level competition. It's really amazing to watch the partnership between the person and the dog as they maneuver their way through the course. Police dog demonstrations, herding demonstrations, even dog dancing, which is always entertaining. And of course, we'll have a booth there for the radio show. So if you do find yourself there, come by the booth and say hi. Get yourself a free car sticker. Darcy and I will both be there all weekend. So, hi, Eric. How are you today?
Hey, good afternoon. I'm doing all right. I'm staying dry, which is a good thing in this weather.
Yeah, depending on the hour that we're talking about. But it is still a fine day to take your dog for a walk.
If you bundle up, I would say you're probably
right. We were out earlier, and it was raining, it was shining, it was windy, it was everything. A great walk to feel alive.
If you're the flying nun, you might want to stay indoors today.
Yeah.
But aside from that, yeah.
Well, we have Susan and Ira Moss in the studio with us today, and they are the owners of All the Best Pet Care, which has been offering the healthiest food, treats, and toys for people for 25 years now. So this is your 25th year open, is that right?
That's correct. In fact, it'll be 26th on April 15th.
Really? Wow. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, congratulations. And so I've said this before on the show, but I actually got my start in pet food and learning about pet food actually when I was working at All the Best Pet Care on Madison, the Madison location, when I first moved out to Seattle. And while I was in my apprenticeship for dog training and behavior, and it was the education that I got there that really kind of plugged me into this whole world. And now here we are, almost 10 years later, talking about pet food still. And I'd like to first hear about, you know, you opened your doors when the pet food industry was much different 25 years ago. It's changed so much even within the last 10 years. So I'm curious to hear, you know, your story about how you got into this category of pet food. How did you learn about raw food diets and alternatives to what was really offered pretty much primarily to people at the time?
Well, we decided to open a pet food store after we had begun showing Akitas.
Mm-hmm.
And this is before we had kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we realized that food and nutrition really made a huge difference in how your dog looked, how he was in the ring, and how he won.
Mm-hmm.
And in the dog world, people had all of their special recipes and combinations and special foods they would feed when they were campaigning a dog, when mm-hmm. they wanted a dog to, like, put on muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very different from the way people treated a pet.
Right.
Yeah, you know, basically, we saw that people that were professionally involved with dogs, financially invested in dogs, were not feeding the highly promoted foods that were...
That sponsor the dog shows.
That sponsor the dog show,
yeah.
For one thing, and that you see sponsoring almost everything everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it really is amazing the difference that it makes, you know, the physical difference... the behavioral difference that I've seen that food can make, dogs that are having, you know, certain symptoms. So you were showing your Akitas and you sort of got in and realized, like, wow, the difference that this change in diet is making. And then how did that translate into opening your first store?
Well, after we opened the store, we realized that people who had pets were a fairly different market. At that time, in 1985, Science Diet was a health food, by the way.
Yeah.
And there were other foods that were, the health food trend was just starting, and we carried the very best foods, we thought.
Mm-hmm.
I learned about the miracle of raw food
mm-hmm.
when we had an Akita who had cancer. Mm. And we took her to Dr. Lemon, who is a holistic vet mm-hmm. in Renton, and he put her on a strengthening and cleansing diet where she didn't have any manufactured food. There was a special recipe with rice and raw organ meats and some vegetables. And this dog, Natasha, who was 8, we fed her this diet. She'd
been diagnosed with cancer, by the way, and was expected to live or survive maybe 6 months without a radical lymphectomy operation that had been recommended by a veterinary oncologist. And, you know, but she wound up living 5 more
years. But after the strengthening and cleansing diet, her cancer went into remission, disappeared. We don't understand exactly what happened. And she lived 4 or 5 more years and died of old age. Mm. So that really caught our attention. And it was like, oh, my gosh, there's something going on here.
Mm-hmm. And where was your first location?
The first location was on Lake City Way,
okay.
A block away from where it is now. Uh-huh. It was 700 square feet.
Yeah.
And we had a little sign that said health and specialty foods.
Uh-huh. And now you have 8 now?
We just opened our 9th location in Edmonds. It's been open for 6 days, and it's right next to the PCC Natural Market on Edmonds Way. And the community is so wonderful. People are just coming in saying, we're so glad you're here. We've been waiting for you to open.
Mm-hmm.
And the community is really wonderful there, and they've been welcoming us with open arms.
Well, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they're thrilled to have you there. This weekend is the grand opening celebration at the Edmonds location, and you're offering 10% off
store-wide. 10% off everything in the store, yeah. Exactly.
So go check it out if you're in the area. Check out the new store right near PCC Natural Market on Edmonds Way.
And it's big and beautiful, by the way.
Yeah, good. So the website is allthebestpetcare.com. You can check out all of their locations on the website, community events that are happening, updates on foods. It's a great website to look and see where the store is closest to you. So we have a lot. We've had a conversation yesterday, and we were talking all about food. And, there's lots. There's something, a perspective that we share is the challenges that we face in educating about food. And I know that one thing that's so great about your stores is the amount of education that the staff get about the products that you carry. Foods, supplements, treats. I mean, one, you have a very thick filter as far as the foods that you offer, and that you're not going to offer anything that has byproducts in it. So, you know, where you buy your pet's food is probably the biggest factor in the quality of it. You could go walk into any of your locations, close your eyes, and point at a food, and you know that you're not going to get anything that has any of those harmful preservatives or byproducts or anything like that. But so you've put a lot of energy, and you continue to, in educating your staff, which is wonderful, so that if somebody comes in and they say, you know, my dog's been having a sensitivity, or, you know, whatever the symptom might be, they're going to have some educated information for them. What are some of the main symptoms that you found people come in and they express that their dog is doing this or showing signs of this that are generally food related? What are some of the most common ones?
Well, I would say that 1 out of 2 or 3 dogs will have a skin problem at any one time, and that's very food related.
Mm-hmm.
There may be food sensitivities or allergies. Maybe lack of enzymes in the diet. We have different foods that they can try.
Mm-hmm.
We have digestive enzymes, which create miracles, which really do a lot.
Mm-hmm. So the enzyme powder is a supplement that you can add to the food and help put back into the food what the processing takes out? Is that how helps the body break down the food?
Yes, that's exactly it. About when food is cooked and processed, it loses a lot of its nutritional value. And one of the most important thing it loses is the food enzymes that help to break down and assimilate that food.
Mm-hmm.
Adding enzymes is the single best thing that anyone can do.
Mm-hmm.
And enzymes are good to use every time cooked or processed food is eaten.
Mm.
It's tasteless, very small feeding amount. It's not expensive.
Mm-hmm.
We actually package our own. We've been doing this for about 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And our formulas are very, very effective.
Yeah, that's great. What so skin issues? What are some other common symptoms that people come in with?
Well, there's a lot of intestinal problems.
Mm-hmm.
Digestive problems.
Right.
Yeah. Obesity is pretty rampant.
Yep.
And for older dogs, joint problems.
Mm.
In fact, there are so many miracles that older dogs can have just by a change of food.
Yeah. It's so significant with any age, but I've seen some really remarkable, miraculous results with older dogs that are really starting to fail, not sleeping well and really stiff, and you know, just you can tell that they're just really failing and their energy is a lot lower, and then switch them to a raw or cooked whole food diet, give them the supplements that they need, and it's like it's almost like it breathes life back into them. Their eyes clear up. They sleep better at night. I mean, it's amazing the difference people see even with their older dogs, and it's never too late to switch.
Well, one of our dogs named Lucy was 10 years old when I first experimented with raw food.
Mm-hmm.
And 10 is not young for an Akita, and she was having, you know, back end problems, and she was in pain, and she was holding her tail down, which for an Akita means they're not feeling very well.
Yeah.
And she didn't want to go on walks.
Yeah.
So I started feeding raw food just as an experiment to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And about within 30 days, she was a different dog.
Mm.
I remember taking her to our groomer to get bathed, and she said, "What did you do with Lucy?
Mm.
She doesn't have old dog skin anymore, that kind of crepey, dry, flaky stuff. It's really young and supple."
Mm.
And she started going on walks again and holding her tail up. She transformed.
Yeah.
And she
lived about 4 more years. Yeah.
She lived to be about 14 and three quarters.
Wow. That's wonderful. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll be talking more with Susan and Ira Moss, owners of All the Best Pet Care. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150. Hi, this is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show and owner of Sensitive Dog, Dog Training and Behavior. Invisible Fence Northwest uses a balanced, gentle approach to help dogs learn their boundaries. I've seen it firsthand. They work with each person and pet as an individual and teach in a way that's fun and respectful. Your dog quickly learns it has freedom and fair boundaries, so is safe, happy, and secure. Isn't that what we all want for our dogs? Save $100 when you visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you're a Dog Talk Show fan. They're there for the life of your pet.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville, we cover the world of living successfully with your animal friends. This week, it's Vet Sunday with Dr. Mike Saluski. Dr. Mike's an incredible holistic vet, and he specializes in Chinese medicine, acupuncture, and chiropractic. He's now working in both Washington and Oregon. We'll be taking phone calls so Dr. Mike can answer your animal medical care questions on Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Looking for the perfect collar for your dog or cat, but all the stores have all the same selection? Can't find just the right bed to fit your home and your pet? Is your pup feeling chilly and wanting a coat to keep warm? Fido and Scratch is Seattle's perfectly balanced pet supply store, carrying everything you need to furnish and feed your cat or dog. They are located in Seattle's Mount Baker neighborhood, just around the corner from the new Mount Baker Light Rail Station on McClellan. For more information, contact the store at 206-588-2111 or friend Fido and Scratch on Facebook.
Independent programs, independent voices, independent ideas. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And we are back with Susan and Ira Moss, owners of All the Best Pet Care. Welcome back. So we were talking about common symptoms that people will talk to your staff about. Oh, my dog's having itchy skin, dry, flaky skin, chronic hot spots, ear infections, goopy eyes, weepy eyes, digestive upset, obesity. And these are all pretty much all food-related symptoms. And it's interesting, too, because I read a statistic, this was a few years ago, but that half of vet visits were allergy-related. And, you know, it's interesting. I interviewed Dr. Michael Fox on the show. We were talking about prescription diets, which we're going to talk about today a little bit, too. But he had said we should let our food be our medicine and our medicine be our food. And to really take the approach of identifying what the source of the upset is rather than covering the symptom with a medication. And that's really where nutrition comes in. And it's so lacking both in human medicine and with our pets as well, is that vets are so ill-equipped these days, generally speaking, with really an understanding nutrition. It's more about recognizing symptoms and prescribing the correct prescription diet.
It was actually also astounding to us how much cortisone was being used to mask all these symptoms. And
yeah. That's
typically people came in and they said, well, my dog is just falling apart, you know, skin and coat falling apart, itching and chewing at itself, wearing one of those Victorian
right lampshades.
Yeah. The only thing that, you know, that solves the problem is a cortisone injection, and there's sort of a limit of how many times you can go back and do this.
Right.
And of course, cortisone is having other effects on the body, and then when the symptoms return, they return worse.
Right.
And that's exactly the dynamic that we were so determined to find another way of dealing with.
Mm-hmm. Now, Susan, you had mentioned an idea called component feeding that I really like the sound of. Will you tell us a little bit more about that?
Okay. It's the idea that instead of just choosing one food and feeding nothing but that for the rest of your dog's life, dogs should eat more like people. We eat different things at different times, and we have a variety of food to make sure that we get all of our nutrients. You don't have to balance every bite of the food, but you would want to have balance over time.
Right.
And for a lot of people, this is daunting because as long as they've ever owned a dog, what you do is you open a bag of food and you pour the brown pellets out, and that's what feeding is.
And don't dare change the brand of food.
Yeah.
But this is actually a bad thing. Even the best food, if that's the only thing that you ate all the time, it wouldn't be a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So component feeding is a way to add different things in. You don't necessarily have to give up the dry food that you like.
Mm-hmm.
If you do, that's okay. There's other foods. There's raw foods and homemade foods.
Mm-hmm.
But, for instance, you could maybe give your dog a turkey neck in the morning for breakfast, or a couple of wings, or something raw and fresh.
And when we're talking about bones, we're talking about raw turkey necks or raw wings.
Always raw.
Always raw. And there's a lot of, probably one of the biggest misconceptions is people's idea about bones and bones being dangerous and the dog eating the chicken wing and having it tear up its intestine, you know, its intestines. So what, clarify to us about bones. What is your philosophy and your experience over the 25 years feeding raw bones?
Bones are fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
They really can change a dog's life. There are two kinds of bones. Mm-hmm. One are meal replacement bones, which are actually raw meaty parts of poultry, like chicken and turkey, typically, duck. We have duck necks, ground chicken backs, whole chicken backs,
yeah,
turkey, and those are supposed to be consumed in their entirety.
Yeah.
And the bone material itself is fairly soft, and it breaks off in a way that's not harmful.
Right.
Now, if you were to cook them, they're brittle and they would be sharper, and that could cause a problem.
Yeah.
They splinter.
Now, yeah. Now, recreational bones, which we probably sell even more of, are beef bones, marrow bones, knuckle bones. They're kind of like soup bones, and they're very hard.
Yeah.
And dogs will chew them for hours.
Mm-hmm.
And dogs have this incredible chew drive.
Mm-hmm.
And you can kind of see how happy they are and how calming it is for them. It draws off that canine energy.
Yeah.
Their eyes kind of like glaze
right.
over. They're
yeah.
in their happy place.
Yeah.
But as they gnaw, their teeth are scraping the edge of the bone, the calcium itself, and they're getting little particles of it, and that's how carnivores get their minerals.
Yeah.
in the wild.
It's yeah. also how they get their teeth cleaned.
Yeah.
Not, you know, there's this, you know, common misconception promoted by the pet food industry that kibble somehow cleans dog's teeth, and
right.
it actually does just the opposite.
Yeah, I think I mentioned last week about how I had read in one of your newsletters that it had said somewhere in there, do you brush your teeth with pretzels?
Right.
And it is. I mean, people...
No, I use milk bones. Actually.
Right, right. Yeah. Delicious. So, and that's so true. I mean, if you eat a cracker or something, you can relate to how it kind of sticks to your teeth, and that it is a really, really common misconception about dry food. I know when I talk to people about raw food, but don't they need the dry food to clean their teeth? And it's like, well, no, they don't. Actually, the raw food is much better for them, raw food and bones to help clean the teeth.
And raw bones give the best breath of anything. I've talked to so many people who started incorporating raw bones into their dogs' lives, and their breath improved. It isn't merely the flossing action. There's something about the environment inside the mouth when raw food is consumed or raw bones are chewed that is inhospitable to the bacteria that turn plaque into tartar.
Yeah.
Turns the soft stuff into the hard stuff.
Uh-huh.
And we have two dogs, 12 and 10 and a half, and our 10 and a half year old dog, he just had his very first teeth cleaning, only because we have some anesthesia-free teeth cleaning.
Yeah.
He barely needed it, and he has a raw turkey neck every day, and his teeth are perfect.
Yeah. And it's not anymore. February was National Pet Dental Health Month, and there's a lot out there on the market that you can give to your pet, certainly feeding raw bones. Great nutrition is a big one, too. I'm really excited about the anesthesia-free dental cleaning that is offered now at your locations. Is it offered at all of your stores?
We have it for one day a month in each location,
mm-hmm.
and it's been so well received.
Yeah.
We've done so many dogs' teeth, and it's such a blessing.
Yeah.
People are so appreciative. It takes about 20 or 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
There's no anesthesia. But having said that, not every single animal is a candidate.
Sure.
Dogs with really bad teeth, particularly the little dogs
yeah.
who have a lot of decay and damage, probably would be better served
yeah.
Having the traditional dental procedures.
Yeah.
But for average dogs and for maintenance cleaning, it's great.
Yeah. I just had my little dachshund who is prone to having kind of dirty teeth, and she had just had a dental a year ago, and you know I can tell by how her breath smells, and her mouth is so small, so it's hard to really get back there, and I wanted them to be able to get a good look. But so she got her regular dental where she was put under, but now what I want to do is take her more frequently, because she's not having to go under anesthesia for the cleaning, to take her more frequently to one of your stores and have her teeth cleaned and do it as more of a preventative thing rather than waiting for it to get so bad that she has to go under anesthesia. So,
well, Scott, who does the dentals at our store, mm-hmm. he is amazing.
Mm.
I don't know how he does it. He is like the dog whisperer. Mm-hmm. Every dog loves him, even dogs that are like very high-spirited, and I wonder how is he going to like calm them down. He manages to do it. He holds them in his lap. He sits on the floor on his little towel.
Uh-huh.
And they come out, their teeth are bright and pearly white, they smell good, mm-hmm. and they're as happy as can be.
Yeah. A couple friends of mine took their dogs to all the best locations for the cleaning, and they loved it. They said it was fast, the dog's teeth are beautiful, it was great. So you were talking about the component feeding and ways that people can kind of mix things up, the importance of variety, and that's something that the industry really almost scares people into thinking that, you know, don't switch the food. And then, you know, maybe somebody decides to try switching the food and then the dog gets an upset stomach. So then they never try it again because they think that the dogs can't handle it. And it so depends on the food because there's hundreds. I mean, several years ago, I went out and actually physically counted the different brands and formulas of each food. And there were over 300, and that did not include prescription diets or raw food diets or online foods. I mean, those were just in the stores that I went to in this area. And so people just, I think, feel so overwhelmed about the industry. And, I mean, how do you know what's what when they all say the same thing on the front of the bag? And the labeling, I've talked about this a lot on the show, but the labeling is one of my biggest beefs with the industry because I feel that they are legally allowed to lie on the front of the bag. So when we come back, let's talk about the AFCO standards, which is the American Association of Feed Control Officials. What does complete and balanced for all life stages mean? So when we come back, we'll talk more with Susan and Ira Moss, owners of All the Best Pet Care. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150. Dogs of the world unite. Dancing dogs. For more than 25 years, All the Best Pet Care has been helping people choose the best foods, treats, and toys for their dogs and cats. They are a locally owned family business bringing about little miracles every day by following the Mother Nature model of nutrition. Stop by to meet their adoption cats, schedule an anesthesia-free dental cleaning, or bring your dog to the toy testing area. Their new Edmonds store, next to the PCC Natural Market, opens in late February. To learn more, go to allthebestpetcare.com. or follow them on Facebook.
Let Hot Portraiture paint your dog in a stylish, abstract, realistic style. Artist Jennifer Bloom captures the personality of any canine, big or small, mutt or purebred. You can even include yourself in the painting, and you're sure to love the end result. To find out more, visit hotportraiture.net. That's H-A-U-T-E, portraiture.net. Or call Jennifer at 206-661-4538.
Next week on Conversations Live, we're Vicki St. Clair, director and host of the PBS series The Artist Toolbox. John Jacobson shares how successful authors, designers, and musicians create something from nothing. Teresa Smith McGovern tells how to enjoy short stories on your phone. And Wall Street Journal number one best-selling author Douglas Preston discussing his page-turning thriller Gideon's Sword. Join us March 7th at noon Pacific on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. See more at conversationslive.net.
Do you want to improve your health, take less medicine, or avoid medication at all? The naturopathic physicians at the Institute of Complementary Medicine, with over 60 years of experience, will help you on natural, practical solutions for better health. Ready for your annual checkup, feeling stressed or anxious, or have a chronic problem like allergies, diabetes, or sleep issues? Call 206-726-0034. Or go to www.icmedicine.com to schedule an appointment. We're located on First Hill in Seattle, and most insurance is accepted. 206-726-0034. icmedicine.com. Natural medicine at its best.
There's nothing else like it on the dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM, and we are back with Susan and Ira Moss, owners of All the Best Pet Care. Welcome back.
Hi.
So I was just mentioning the standards and the AAFCO, which stands for American Association of Feed Control Officials, and the labeling on pet food, which is, I think, part of the reason why it feels so confusing for the average pet owner who's out, you know, on their own in the aisle with stacks of different bags and brands and formulas and which one do I feed and what's the life stage. And, you know, there's so much marketing that goes into this food. And the thing to get about it is that most of these companies are owned by huge, huge companies like Hill's Prescription Diets. Science Diet is owned by Colgate-Palmolive now. I mean, these companies have an unlimited marketing budget, and they are basically just selling to the people. And the labeling is so either misleading, like with the with rule or the flavor rule. So people say, oh, with lamb and rice, and they think that their food is lamb and rice. But then if they actually read the ingredients, they see that there's lots of other stuff in there, too. So, you know, we were talking a bit about how all the bags say that they're complete and balanced and
for all stages
for
of
all
life.
Stages of life and all that stuff. So tell me a little bit about what you know about those standards and what it takes to say that.
Well, AAFCO is actually a private company. It's not a government regulatory body, but it advises the FDA and the USDA, and it determines the standards, what nutrients are necessary for both growth and reproduction. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I find so amazing is that the standards are woefully, woefully inadequate.
Yeah.
There are the worst food on the grocery store shelf will have an AAFCO statement, and it's required to have a minimum of 18% protein if you're a maintenance food, a dog food, and 5% fat, which is pretty little. But that 18% protein can come from a very poor source that has very poor bioavailability.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be meat or chicken or something like that. It can be corn gluten meal or soy grits or any other kind of filler protein. Meat and bone meal is actually ground up.
Anytime you see the word gluten in there, it's a red flag.
Yeah.
Meat and bone meal is mostly bone with a little bit of meat, and it's very poor.
And it doesn't distinguish what kind of meat for a reason. You know, one thing that I learned about, I learned a lot, there's this book called Pet Food Politics written by Marion Nestle, and she talks about the pet food recall that happened in 2007, and that was an issue with these wheat gluten products. And it was basically actually not even wheat gluten, which isn't even good to use in the first place. But they don't even measure protein necessarily. They measure nitrogen to get their protein. So when you see the crude protein analysis, people, one, think meat, when it's actually not necessarily meat. It can be meat and vegetable protein. And then it's not even necessarily protein. It's nitrogen.
Well, the reason the melamine situation happened is that melamine is made of nitrogen. It's not digestible. It happens to be
toxic.
So it's basically counterfeit protein.
Right.
In this case, you know, imported from China.
Yeah.
But I mean, other things that people may not know about AAFCO is that they haven't upgraded their standards for a very long time. They don't recognize omega-3 fatty acids as an essential nutrient. So a food can have a complete and balanced statement and have zero omegas. That it also describes the way it mandates the way ingredients are described on the ingredient panel. And despite the fact I've been in the business for 25 years, I am learning new things all the time. I recently found out that you can say chicken if you have an ingredient that is one part spray-dried chicken and four parts water.
Oh.
And spray-drying the chicken, I mean, you're like pounding the hell out of the molecules, and it's not like the chicken you would buy.
Chicken. It's not like a chicken breast.
Oven.
Nothing that you would eat or serve your family.
And there's another thing that I take very big exception to, and that is the not being allowed not being required to put the carbohydrate content on the bag.
Mm-hmm.
So in human nutrition, we have something called nutrition facts. This is like an update from a few years ago.
Yep.
And it's protein, fat, carbohydrate, moisture.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for dogs and cats, carbohydrate is very important because it's not a natural food for them, and you want to keep the carbohydrate content down.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way the consumer knows how much carbohydrate is in a bag of pet food, and for most foods, it's well over 50%.
Yeah. And just to point out, too, for those of you out there who have cats, cats are different from dogs in that cats are carnivores, 100% straight-up carnivore, no nutritional need for carbohydrate in their diet at all. So cats are even worse off, I think, than dogs in the pet food industry because they really need – they're not – you know, dogs are omnivores with a carnivorous background, scavengers. Their diets are similar to ours, which is how they evolved with us for thousands of years. But cats want freshly killed meat that
and
they've –
And plenty of it.
Yeah. So a lot of these cat foods are so high in carbohydrate, and so it's throwing their – internal environment off and causing crystals and all sorts of problems for them as well.
The only way you can get close to determining the amount of carbohydrates in the bag is by adding, you know, where you find the place where it says the guaranteed crude analysis and they list percentage of protein, percentage of fat, percentage of moisture, percentage of a few other things,
mm-hmm.
and add all that together, and then everything else is presumed to be carbohydrate.
Yeah.
And that's basically in there, people say filler or whatever, but it's basically to pump up the calorie level of the food in the cheapest, least expensive possible
cheap
way.
Source of energy. And unfortunately, a lot of the ingredients, especially the carbs in especially the lower quality foods, are not even digestible. So one thing, and this is motivation for a lot of people, if this is the only thing they knew, they would switch the food, is that switching to a high quality, especially raw food or cooked food where you're actually feeding your pet real food, not these dry pellets, is that their poops are so much smaller and don't
even smell.
They don't smell. And for cats that are on raw food diets, like you can't even locate the litter box, which is about miracles.
That is a miracle.
So, I mean, because if you think about what that means, they're not pooping as much, which means that their bodies are absorbing more nutrition and that it's not all undigestible fiber, basically cellulose that can't be absorbed. So we talked about complete and balanced, and I think you had said that that the feeding trials are actually very short.
Well, feeding trials aren't really necessary. A manufacturer has a choice. They can have a feeding trial, which is expensive,
mm-hmm.
or they can conform with a nutrient profile that AFCO puts out. So if they conform to it, then they don't have to conduct a feeding trial. Which is really a shame because the nutrient profiles aren't the last word.
Yeah.
And the feeding trials are very short.
Yeah.
For growth it's 6 months, but for maintenance it can be as little as 6 weeks, and you can have as few as I believe 10 individuals, and I think up to 20% of them can drop out for other reasons.
Mm. Yeah.
And as we were talking outside before, and there's a really important distinction to be made that the feeding trials don't make, which is the difference between surviving and thriving.
Right.
And you know, better quality foods or better quality, ingredients are what's necessary for a dog or cat to thrive.
Yeah. And that's the thing about this is that we're talking about the life of our pets and how long they live and the quality of their lives. I mean, this is why it's something that I'm so passionate about and something that's why it's so offensive to me that people are so misled, that the labeling is so minimal, and that it's legal to use these ingredients that, like as you said, would make your toes curl if you found out what was actually legally allowed to put into pet food, because pet food as an industry exists primarily as a byproduct of the human food industry. It does not exist, generally speaking, to make pets healthy, and certainly not for pets to thrive. Like you said, Ira, it's about will they survive and through the feeding trial and not die versus are they the healthiest they can be.
But on the positive side, Pet foods have really evolved in the last 10 years, and there are some very good ones, ones that use only human-grade, human-quality ingredients, ones that minimally process. They make sure that they add a lot of omega-3 fatty acids and fish oils. In fact, fish is a very good ingredient in general.
Mm-hmm.
And the raw foods are really the most beautiful.
So we were talking about alternative diets, and we're going to take a break in just a couple minutes, but let's just get started on that. What are the, so as I've been going off about the industry, but you are right, there are definitely more and more better options out there, and that's what the only types of products that you carry in your stores are those ones that are a lot healthier for pets. And there are a lot of options other than dry kibble that people can feed. So what are some of those things if people are like, okay, well, what now? What do I do now?
Well, we have a new section in our stores, and we're expanding to accommodate this, of foods that are dehydrated or freeze-dried.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one that we've been feeding at home, Grandma Lucy's it's called, and it has dehydrated potato flakes and carrots
lamb,
and celery.
Chicken.
That was the
lamb, chicken, bison, venison.
Yeah.
Right.
One or the other.
We use that.
We cooked that one up at the Valentine's Day event.
Right.
Yeah.
And you mix it with warm water, and mm-hmm. it's very fragrant. It's never been extruded, so it hasn't had that heavy processing. It's mm-hmm. just been dehydrated at, you know, either air temperature or very low room temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also mix raw food in there, too. It's beautiful mm-hmm. that way. It's
or
a great mixture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people, as pets, and dogs have become more important in our lives. If they become like our substitute children and our family members.
Mm-hmm.
Making them a warm, delicious meal is very satisfying.
Yeah. It's nurturing. I mean, I know I love to I love to cook for my own dogs, and they certainly get, I mean, they get excited for their meals anyway, but it definitely feels good. Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk more with Susan and Ira Moss, owners of All the Best Pet Care. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
It's talk on cereal box religion. It's a smile on a dog.
This is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show. If you've been listening, you already know how I feel about Invisible Fence Northwest and their safety solutions for dogs. But get this, they help cats too. They tell me they've helped thousands of felines enjoy safe freedom outdoors or can keep them safe inside. They also have gentle ways to create a dog-free zone for your cat, so your dog will stay away from your cat's food and litter box. Visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you want the Dog Talk Show discount.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Camley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Camley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick & Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist, and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Don't forget, this is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. The Dog Talk Show is brought to you in part by All the Best Pet Care, as well as Invisible Fence Northwest. You can go to allthebestpetcare.com, and a great way to find out about their community events and off special offers, new products, is to sign up for their email list, which is the Gazette. And you can do that on their website, allthebestpetcare.com. Now, we were talking about alternative diets. So, okay, we've talked about what's wrong with a lot of the foods out there. So what can people do to really either supplement the dry food? You know, I've talked a lot about raw food. Or even cooked food if people aren't comfortable with raw food, or maybe they have an older dog that might do better on cooked food. You know, what are the different things that people can try? And I also just wanted to say that don't worry, don't panic if you notice a difference in your dog's digestion or if their poops look different, if you do change their food, especially if you've been feeding like a grocery store brand and now you're going to go to All the Best and get a higher quality food. Your dog may very well get soft stool, and dogs can go through kind of a detox just like people can. So don't worry about it unless it's really, really, you know, bad explosive diarrhea or something like that. But if the stool gets a little soft or looks a little weird, stay with it and always go slow when you're trying new things as well.
Right. Because their digestive systems can adapt to different diets.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we really love are the freeze-dried foods that mm-hmm. we have. We have brands like Stella and Chewy's and Nature's Variety. And these are complete diets. They're composed of, you know, a single meat with vegetables and some ground-up vegetables and some supplements and oils.
Mm-hmm.
And for those people that aren't comfortable with raw, or maybe your dog doesn't like the texture mm-hmm. or the mouthfeel of raw,
mm-hmm.
you can crumble some of this up in their food. Mm-hmm. You can give it as a snack.
Mm-hmm.
You can use it a couple times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And freeze-drying is a really wonderful way to preserve something and to preserve it so it doesn't go bad, doesn't have to thaw out, and, mm-hmm. and the nutrients are preserved as well,
right.
even the enzymes.
Hmm.
And it doesn't have what for some people really would be a yuck factor, you know, in dealing with raw.
Right,
foods.
Yeah.
It's especially good for cats, by the way. Cats love this stuff. It has a great aroma.
Yeah.
Raw food is very odorless.
Uh-huh.
If it's fresh, it should be odorless.
Because you're mixing it with warm water, it really sort of releases, you know, the smells and the flavor and the texture, and it's not just like some cold lump of something that you throw in a bowl.
Yeah, and it's also important too. You know, dogs are as individual as people are, so what might be great for my dogs might not be that great for your dogs, and so it's really a matter of finding out what does your dog as an individual thrive on as an individual. Some dogs can't tolerate chicken. Some dogs can't, so really learning what does your dog do the best on, and that's really what it's about finding out.
And one
more thing is that it's really great for a weight loss diet because it's high protein, low carbs. It's exactly what your dog's body needs to not feel hunger,
mm-hmm.
and they're able to utilize their own fat, and they end up with lean muscle.
Yeah.
They look better and they feel better.
Yeah.
I think it's really important to realize that your dog is not going to lose weight on a high carbohydrate diet, which is really what has traditionally been used as a weight loss diet, any more than you're going to lose weight eating potatoes.
Right. And that's something about these reduced weight loss or weight management diets out there is that they tend to be, I know at least they used to be higher in carbs to drop the calorie content, but then that's not helping your dog lose weight.
And they're hungry all the time.
Yeah. And it's just like people. I mean, we talk about carbs all the time and how, you know, you got to cut back on the carbs, the empty calories, the sugars, more protein and vegetables, and same with dogs. Now, you had said something really great when we're talking about what is your vision of a perfect world of canine nutrition. I really like that.
Right. Well, I would love to come to a day where there's no longer people food and dog food, but there's just food.
Mm-hmm.
And that everybody ate, you know, fresh, wholesome, natural food. And we even made food that we could share with our dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And Sue does seminars at the stores, by the way,
yeah,
teaching people exactly how to prepare those things.
Yeah.
And I also have recipes. We have handouts, and mm-hmm, I have one or two cooked food recipes, you know, a stew with brown rice and vegetables and a whole chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Very tasty.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And, you know, this is, you know, these are the owners of all the best pet care. You can see what their philosophy is, their really genuine philosophy, and that is really shows in the products that are carried in your stores. I really highly recommend that you find the location closest to you and go check them out if you haven't already. The selection of supplements is huge. The foods are great. Lots of wonderful toys and collars, and the staff are so educated, which is wonderful. Again, you can sign up for their Gazette, their newsletter, through their website, which is allthebestpetcare.com. I believe you can also sign up if you're in store as well.
Or you can visit us on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook fan page. And that's a really good way to hear about the events, hear about the talks that are going on, the schedule of the dental cleanings that they're offering now. And
home-prepared diet seminars.
Yeah, home-prepared diet seminars. So that's allthebestpetcare.com. And I also have another announcement that I wanted to make sure that I talk about before we end today. There is a conference being offered by the Assistance Dog Club of Puget Sound, and they welcome you to a day of discussion, sharing information. Conference is going to have presentations about vaccinations, parasite control, lumps and bumps. It's really a sort of simple service dog care and information conference, and it's Saturday, June 18th. 8:30 to 4 p.m. in Gig Harbor. And you can go to the Assistance Dog Club of Puget Sound website, which is www.dogsaver.org/ADC for Assistance Dog Club. And I'll post that information on the Dog Talk Show website as well. And I posted a link to your guys' most recent newsletter on the Dog Talk Show homepage, which is dogtalkshow.com. If you missed any part of this or would like to share this interview with your friends, you can listen to all of our archive shows on the website. Just go to dogtalkshow.com, click on the podcast page, and all of the shows, this is our 105th show now, will come up from today's show all the way back to show number one. We're also available on iTunes as a free audio podcast, so you can catch us there as well. Download the Dog Talk Show and listen to it while you're taking your dog for a walk. And if it's today, it may very well be in the rain. But nonetheless,
or the sunshine, if you act now.
Right.
Next 5 minutes.
So we have, we also have a Facebook fan page as well. And you'll find all the Best Pet Care's Facebook fan page under our Dog Talk Show page favorites. You can search for them too on Facebook and like them as well. And that's a great way to get the announcements. And a reminder that the Edmonds store, their brand new store in Edmonds, grand opening celebration is this weekend, March 5th and 6th.
There's going to be a raffle for some valuable prizes.
Ooh.
And alternative foods and lots of free samples.
Excellent.
And lots of vendor reps.
And great. 10% off on everything.
10% off store wide. And it's right next to the PCC Natural Market on Edmonds Way. And there's some great pictures on their Facebook page of some of the first customers that came to the store. There was a picture of some Afghan hound puppies that I was really enjoying and intrigued by because it's a breed you don't see around very often. And I bet that everybody's just really excited to have you there. And congratulations on, you said it's your ninth store.
Mm-hmm.
And your stores, you have Edmonds, Lake City, Redmond, Bellevue, Madison, Queen Anne.
Issaquah.
Mercer
Island.
Mercer Island.
And Ballard.
That's right.
Fabulous store in Ballard, yeah.
Excellent. Again, that's allthebestpetcare.com. Sign up for their newsletter. Thank you so much for what you've been doing for the area for the past 25 years and also for your time today on the show and for your support of the Dog Talk Show.
Thank you,
We'd love to have you back
Julie.
Soon. All right. Thanks for listening. We will be back again next Wednesday, 2 to 3 p.m. Thanks for listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.